Hello, fellow doers and changemakers. My name is Monica, and I'd like to warmly welcome you to ISCA's podcast. We have recorded the following interview in the Integration of Refugees Through Sport project, which is funded by European Commission's Erasmus Plus Sport Program. The project aims to empower people working or volunteering in integration of refugees through sport roles by offering in-person and online opportunities to meet, learn, gain recognition for initiatives, as well as connect with other organizations and associations that are doing similar work. You can find more information and resources on irts.isca.org website. And we actually also have quite a few online courses on this topic, which you can find at learn.isca.org. They are for free. Today's interview is part of an online learning course in which we are sharing good examples and practices from various organizations and clubs throughout Europe. Today I'm hosting Birgit van Delft from War Child Netherlands, and she's going to share with us how they're working with different partners and stakeholders. I'd like to ask you to briefly introduce yourself to our listener and maybe share with us what is your motivation, what's the story behind you working with this target group?
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Birgit van Delft. I've been working in the development and humanitarian field for over 20 years with UNICEF, Save the Children and War Child Holland. My interest has been since young, actually, to work with vulnerable children. Part of my youth, I grew up in Southeast Asia, where I had a lot of travel and explored a lot, and I actually saw quite a lot of poverty. And I guess with the children in the streets, it somewhere gave me a spark or a drive inside of me to, you know, when I would be older, I would be, working with children who would be vulnerable, and amongst them also children, refugee children, because I very much believe in their strength and their resilience.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. So could you tell us more about the organization that you're working for and what is the main focus of the organization and the activities?
Sure. I'm currently working for War Child Holland. And actually, our main focus is to work to improve the well-being of children that are affected by war and conflict. Our main interventions are in the area of providing psychosocial support, child protection, and quality education. However, as I'm working for the team of intervention, I actually also represent Save the Children and UNICEF members.
Okay, so you're having more hats then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like me to explain a little bit more about the team of intervention?
Yes, sure. So we can go in that one. But it's so interesting. So at the same time, you're working, like you're also representing other organizations you've been part of.
Yes. So I'm contracted by War Child Holland. But because the team of intervention was developed by three coalition partners, Save the Children, UNICEF, Netherlands, and War Child Holland, I'm also responsible for scaling in the other organizations, coordinating scaling other organizations.
That's amazing, because then the impact can be actually even bigger, right? Yes.
Yes. Well, it's easier to expand with other organizations and for them to apply the intervention, as the intervention is also developed by their organization.
Yes. So could you tell us more about the team up intervention that you're doing? And so what are the activities? Who are the participants? Also maybe in which countries are you doing them?
Sure. Actually, let me tell you a little bit about the background of Team Up. So the Team Up intervention was actually developed in 2015, 2016, when we had an influx of refugees in the Netherlands. Of course, it's not so many refugees as there were in many other countries, but for the Netherlands, it was quite a lot. And there was quite a little attention for the social and emotional needs of children. As you know, children that came to the Netherlands were exposed to war, violence, and abuse during their risky travel to Europe. But actually, when they came into the refugee shelters in the Netherlands, they continued to have and to live in stressful situations. For instance, because of their parents not knowing about uncertain asylum procedures, children having to move from shelter to shelter within the Netherlands. So they continued to be stressed with children. So, of course, Save the Children, UNICEF, and War Child a group of colleagues came together, and we actually felt that because of all our extensive experience in the world and in the different field offices that we work, and also the many years of experience in psychosocial support, we felt that we could also, based on that experience, we could do something for the children who are now coming to the Netherlands. And that's actually how we developed Team Up. So a Team Up intervention is a movement-based psychosocial support intervention for children aged 6 to 17. And the intervention includes games, sports-based activities, dance, creative movements. And it adopts a non-verbal and an embodied approach, which means that we learn by doing, by playing, by moving. And the body focus and the facilitation techniques, such as demonstration, etc., make it possible for children with different linguistic backgrounds to actually play together. So even though they don't understand the Dutch language because of the little use of language, they can immediately join and play together. In addition, the Team Up intervention is implemented by facilitators. These facilitators are trained by us, and they provide the sessions on a specific time, on the same place, with the same group of people, because we find it important that the children continue to see the same faces, because they have already seen so many different faces. So the structure, providing the structure to children, supporting structure, is very important for children who have been on the move for so long. In addition, the Team Up intervention is supported by 8 psychosocial themes, for instance, fear, anger, conflict, stress. So games and activities are divided into 8 themes, and the facilitators can work with these themes. The facilitators are also trained in referring children. This means that the facilitators themselves cannot coach or talk with the children about their problems. However, if they see that certain children need more specific services or support, then we identify them and then we refer them to other services who can support these children. Let me tell you a little bit about the Team Up. So when we have done these Team Up activities, we contribute to the improvement of the psychosocial well-being of children. We have been doing research in this area, and we find it also important to build evidence to supporting our intervention to improve the quality and also to make sure that it's really an evidence-based psychosocial support intervention. What we have learned from the monitoring that we do and from research is that there is a very clear improvement in social connectedness among children. So you can see that children, for instance, from different ethnic backgrounds or different linguistic backgrounds, really get together, really become friends, really learn how to play together, even if in certain settings they have never talked with each other for weeks or months. They actually, through the Team Up intervention, they learn to connect with each other. In addition, another outcome from Team Up is that the positive outlook of children is increased, and also that self-regulation is improved. So children really learn to release stress. And we have developed a specific theory of change for Team Up that shows all the different outcomes with children. The main participants of the Team Up intervention are children who are affected by war and by conflict. Sometimes we also include children from hosting communities. So where these conflict-affected children live, we also ask them to come. So that's also good to integrate and to stimulate the connectedness between the children from the different groups. And so children can also be from refugee camps, can be from asylum-seeking centers. The facilitators who provide or who organize the Team Up sessions, they often come from the community. So these could be volunteers, but sometimes we have Team Up in school settings. So then also the facilitators could be school teachers. In child-friendly spaces, the facilitators are often volunteers or social workers or youth workers or other staff who are in the child-friendly spaces.
So you mentioned that you have activities in Netherlands, but you're actually working also in other countries. So could you tell us more about in which countries you're present with your activities?
Absolutely. We started in 2016 in the Netherlands, but then slowly we went beyond the Netherlands because there was a request from our field offices to also implement Team Up with refugees in their respective contexts. So first of all, we went to Uganda, where War Child and Save the Children started to implement Team Up with refugees from DRC, refugees from South Sudan. Both War Child and Save the Children started there. But in addition to Uganda, we have also started a Team Up rollout in South Sudan, also in Ethiopia. We have trained actually colleagues from Rwanda, Burundi, Zambia, DRC, Mozambique, who will be rolling out Team Up in the coming months. In addition, we also have Team Up in Colombia already with the Venezuela refugees or IDPs for quite some time. Both Save the Children and War Child are working along the border with Team Up in child-friendly spaces. In addition, in Sri Lanka, we've also been implementing Team Up. And of course, in Europe, besides the Netherlands, we also expanded Team Up to Sweden with the refugees in refugee shelters, but also in Italy, south of Italy, where there's a lot of unaccompanied minors arriving in Sicily, where there we have started with Team Up, and also in Greece, in refugee shelters with children unaccompanied minors. We have also started Team Up in Cyprus, and we will be starting in Germany as well. So what started initially with Save the Children and War Child, so let's say two partners within the Team Up coalition, has gradually expanded to Team Up being implemented and taken up by other organizations, firstly with the SOS Children's Villages in several countries, but also with the Joining Forces for Africa coalition, where we started in Ethiopia. So by Plan, who's part of the JOFA coalition, but also we have also been partnering with ZOA and with Help a Child, two Dutch NGOs. And in addition, of course, we have a lot of local partners who are implementing Team Up together with our partners or our country offices from the coalition.
So you already shared a little bit about your partners. So as I can understand, there's like a lot of organizations, a lot of NGOs. So from which field are these NGOs coming? Are they mostly connected to children, or is it bigger NGOs?
These could be humanitarian developmental NGOs. These could be international NGOs. These could be local NGOs. Of course, all of them are working with children because we only do Team Up with children. But they could be focused on child protection services, providing child protection services or education services or mental health plexus support services. But also sometimes the very small ones could also be doing community work with children. So it's very diverse. And it's the local NGOs. Of course, we don't work directly with them from the global team. It's mainly through our field offices in the various countries. So let's say War Child and Save the Children offices, of course, have networks within their own countries, in the countries where they are present. And through them, they already have established networks with local NGOs. And that's how we, let's say, cascade the Team Up methodology from the global to the country offices and from the country offices to the different partners in the countries.
Yeah, it sounds like somehow complicated, but it's actually simple, right? It's just connecting people at the end, right? Yeah. So you mentioned organizations and NGOs. What about like from the government, like maybe just in general, if you can share? Do you also work with governmental institutions, municipalities in different countries? Do you also have like partnerships with them?
Of course, when we work in the different countries, we always work with the governments as well at different levels. So in some countries, for instance, in Uganda, in where we work in the refugee camps, we always also work with the local governments because, of course, we need their approval to be able to implement the project. They often also come and visit the project activities. And in some cases, also some governments have actually, some Ministry of Education have actually mentioned that they would like to see whether Team Up could be part of the education curricula of primary schools. There have been discussions in this area in OPT, in Palestine Occupied Territories, and also in some other countries. So besides actually implementation and getting their approval, we also invite them to share and to see what the Team Up intervention is about. Actually, in all countries where there is a humanitarian response, the UN always has a structure for collaboration with government and NGOs. So, for instance, in South Sudan, where we are implementing Team Up with different partners, we will also be organizing a sharing and learning event with the different partners, with local partners, with other child protection, education, and MHPSS partners. But we definitely also invite the different government officials who would be interested and who are also linked to this type of theme. So we also always find it very important that we also get the support from the government officials.
It sounds really amazing how smoothly it works, but I guess it also took quite some effort to make these things happen, right? So I'm curious about your experiences. How did you involve all of these partners and stakeholders to join your initiative intervention?
Well, I guess, you know, we within our network of the coalition, of the Team Up Coalition, like with More Child Safe and UNICEF, we already have quite a large network that is already established. And all the three partners are already implementing child protection, education, and MHPSS interventions. So we can, let's say, we can integrate Team Up within the projects and within the interventions and activities that they are already doing. So in that sense, they have already established networks also with the partners. So for us, if our colleagues are convinced that Team Up works and they would like to pilot or they would like to roll out Team Up, then it's a matter of plugging in Team Up within already the existing systems and existing partnerships that they have.
So this would probably be actually one of the tips maybe for people how to scale up their initiatives, to maybe join something that it's already existing, that it's already having some sort of network. I'm just curious to hear also for our listeners to understand, like, because some of the initiatives, they're maybe pretty small and they have potential to grow, but how do you actually do it in terms of partnering up with different organizations and stakeholders so that it can actually get delivered to, to the target group, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Partnering is crucial, of course, but before partnering, you have to be able to share something which is of quality, right? That makes them convinced that you can actually have an added value by implementing the intervention. So I guess Team Up is giving something that they feel makes an added value, is of added value, makes a comparative advantage. And that's why they want to take it up. But yes, it's definitely important. I think when NGOs feel or are interested to develop an intervention, it definitely makes a difference if you develop it together with other organizations, because then the uptake and the ownership is larger than when you try to, let's say, ask or convince other organizations to take up your intervention, because they probably have something else themselves, or they would like to develop it themselves. So that's why it's always, we have found from for different reasons that it's really, we are really benefiting from having an intervention that is developed by different agencies. Because you can, let's say, you can ride on the different relationships and partnerships that already are established by the different organizations.
Yeah, it gives a very good starting point. And also, like, the more people work together, the more organizations work together, that like you, the better knowledge it is and experiences because of the sharing and everything. Yeah,
that's something that we find also very important, that we really want to make a community of practice where, let's say, the facilitators and especially the trainers from the different organizations, that they can really also exchange and learn from each other. And we also feel that, you know, by the trainings that we have been organizing, let's say also last month, we had a training in Kenya where there were colleagues from Save a Children, War Child, Help a Child, and SOS from 7 different countries, and where you really see how it doesn't matter from which organization you are, you know, they are all motivated to make a change in the lives of children. And it doesn't matter who your organization really is or which logo is there. We're all doing it for the kids and for the change. So that makes it very strong. And there's always a really strong connection after training. It's like there's some kind of team up sparkle that goes to all the people. And they also want to really bring that team up sparkle to the children. So that is always really beautiful.
Yeah, it's so amazing when people with a similar passion and a goal, like, want to change things, come together. It's even more amplified, right? I want to pick on something that you also mentioned before, that you're doing. So you're building evidence as well, right? And somehow from our experiences of actually getting partners on board is actually having, hey, we're doing this and it works. So some sort of a proof. And you also mentioned monitoring. So I'm curious, how do you do this? Like, how do you monitor all of your... like, let's say, results or interventions, if you can share a bit.
Sure. We actually have 2 different things. So we have MEAL, which is monitoring, evaluation, accountability, and learning, which is something that we do in all the different projects where we have team up. We have MEAL tools developed specifically so that we can measure whether the facilitators are doing team up the way they should do. So we can look at the skills. We also look at the competencies of the facilitators, but we also would like to know how many children are actually coming to the team up sessions, so that we can, you know, we can collect these data. But also by collecting all the data, we also want to learn and we want to see how we can further improve our intervention. So this is also something we ask from partners, that they should be using these MEAL tools, because we feel that we can also exchange then our learnings and together improve. So besides MEAL, we also have research, official research, which we have been doing actually in the last few months and which we will continue to do in the coming year to build further evidence for team up and you know, for team up to be an official second level PSS intervention.
That's wonderful. Well, currently we're living in a wartime in some sort of way, right? Whenever people are going to listen to this, right now there's a war in Ukraine. not really pleasant thing, but there's actually wars happening all over the world. Like, this one is just closer to us and it's just affecting us. I'm curious, actually, are you doing something, are you planning to do something for the refugees coming from Ukraine, or is there something happening in this area?
Yeah, I think there are 2 things. Firstly, our colleagues are looking and exploring along the border with the Ukraine and Poland, Romania, etc., to see whether there is a need for team up. There is definitely a need for psychosocial support, child protection, child safeguarding, etc. But we are currently assessing whether we could have team up along the border. And secondly, of course, there are already Ukrainian children coming, arriving in the Netherlands. So they will definitely be part of team up sessions in the Netherlands. But anyway, we are already organizing them in the shelters, and they will just they can just join as they come and arrive in the Netherlands.
Yeah, they'll be just part of it, like
exactly.
Like
they'll
the
be part
of...
with all the others.
Yes. Yeah, together with the others. Yeah, hopefully it's ending soon, and that we don't have too many consequences, especially these young souls.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. We hope they can be in a peaceful atmosphere very soon.
Yes, yes, yes. What is your tip for organizations that are working with the refugees and migrants? So for them, how to establish partnerships?
You know, the thing is that if people see the results with children, or see the difference an intervention makes on a child, then you don't need to sell it in that sense. It sells itself. You know, if they see that a child enjoys it, you see that a child releases stress, is happy, connects with children, feels safe, wants to return, then you have an intervention that others also want to roll out, because they can see what it does to a child. And that's the most important one. I think if you can provide something of quality which shows the results and that children can talk about, I mean, I have children who say, I'm feeling seen, I'm feeling heard, I'm being part of a community when I'm being part of Team Up, or it says, Team Up creates magic for me, you know, it's so powerful. And you know, we have youth, for instance, in Sweden, there was examples, an 18-year who said, you know, actually, I'm very busy, I have paperwork, but I have to go to Team Up, you know, because I need it. It releases the stress. I have fun. I can think of something else. And these are the things that we hear from the children, and they keep coming back. So I guess if you have that, and if the children themselves feel safe and feel happy and feel good about it, then you have something which is useful for many children, and you know, that other partners may want to take up as well, because they just see what is happening to the children, and that's the best way to cascade it to others.
Yeah, it's perfect. But that's it, right? I mean, because you're also going from your perspective, right? Like And I think it's very, very, very much on point what you said, right? I'm curious about the three things that you've learned from your work with the refugees and migrants, especially with kids.
Yeah, I guess that even if there's, you know, there's so many children living in conflict or affected by conflict around the world, and we've been implementing Team Up in so many different settings and countries, that even though the risks are different for the children and the context are different, that still a same intervention can make a positive change to children. Even if we just need to, you know, make a few very small adjustments to the intervention, actually it can reach so many children in so many different settings. And you know, with the activities that we do, it's not about the game, it's not about the play, but it's really what happens between the children in their connectedness that is important and that we show. So that is one thing I learned. And I think the second one, which we have already touched upon, I think which is so important, is that if you want partners to have the ownership of an intervention, it's so important to actually develop something together with other partners. And when you have developed something together, you can also learn together. As equal partners, you learn and you further improve. And I think that's really a strong base for Team Up. My last point is always, we've seen so many children who've been in such bad situations, who have seen so many terrible things, who've experienced so many terrible losses, that when they're in the team of sessions, they are so happy. They're so connecting with friends. They're so much strengthening their, you know, their skills. And it's just amazing how you see how resilient children are if you hear what they have gone through. And that really makes it so motivating to continue to work with these children and to continue to work on this intervention to, you know, further improve and further expand so that more and more children can benefit from it and really have their psychosocial well-being improved. Because if you have a good psychosocial well-being, it really opens the door to a lot of other things in life that are so important. So yeah, I guess the resilience of children, that is always incredible.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing. It's so much heartfelt, actually, on this side. So, yeah. Is there something that you want to share that you didn't share? So this is an open space for you.
Yeah, there is something I'd like to share that, you know, we have been training a lot of our colleagues, right? Training colleagues from the Watch Out Safe offices in various countries, also from our partners, who are often colleagues who have been affected by conflict themselves. Some of them have actually been in conflict since they were very young, and they really experience the team up training also as part of self-care. And they really, they release their own stress and they have their own fun and they really improve their own well-being because of the training. And because of this feeling, they are even more motivated to give back to children what it did to them. So that is so important that even for the trainers and for the other adults who will, you know, the facilitators who will ultimately be organizing the team up sessions, they themselves also feel that they are supported by the team up intervention and what it does to them. So it's not only the children, it's also the adults that are positively affected.
That's so beautiful. And it seems like they're actually healing together somehow.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh. That's the wording. Yes. They're healing together. Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much, Birgit, for sharing yourself and your passion and the team up intervention. We'll add some links to the podcast with everything. And yes, thank you so much for great work.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. Thank you. Good luck.